We left off discussing several possibilities within the Chiddush Rav Oshia that Ma'arem Adam al Tefilaso u'Machniso b'mot shelo kedei shetehei behemto ocheles. And the Gemara seems to point to the fact that even if one would do so, avoiding Rias Pnei Habayis, that would allow Achilas Behema, but not necessarily Achilas Adam. That is exactly as Rashi points out, that it's not considered to be Mutter the Gamrei, but rather Achilas Arai is considered to be that which is Mutter. And the difficulty that Tosus points out is that Sugi Menachos Nav Samach Zayin, where the Gemara seems to equate this case of Rav Oshia, lacking Rias Pnei Habayis, with Miruach Akum. So the Gemara mentions as follows, that even if you assume Iker Hadin Daraisa, that Miruach HaKom would exempt from Afroshesh Chumas and Maiseros, but the Chaim did not want that to remain, Egzera Mishum Ba'alikisim. So the Gemara raised the following issue, that look, if the landowner is really interested in circumventing the Chiyuv of Afroshi, he could do so in other ways, and the Gemara cites our Gemara of Rav Oshia. So apparently you see, as Tosfos points out, the Chaora, whatever is accomplished through Meruach Akum, will be accomplished also through this Chiddush of Rav Oshia. Meruach Akum is Potter the Gamrei. There we don't assume that it's Aser for Achilas Adam, and therefore that would lend itself to assume the same is true in our case. And therefore, when the Gemara distinguishes the Menachos Nav Samach Zayin, that the only difference between these cases is that Meruach Akum can be done Bitsina, and this is being done Bifarhesia, why doesn't the Gemara make a more basic distinction, argue that Rav Oshia's application is limited because it only allows for Achilas Behemos? So one possibility is Enochinami, that's true. The Gemara did not mean a Menachos Nav Samach Zayin to fully equate Rav Oshia with Miruach Akum, and the Heter is quite different. Miruach Akum is called to the Gamrei, but not true of Rav Oshia. And the Gemara was referring to, typically when it comes to cases of Machal Behemah. The other possibility is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Ephraim, where one could point out as follows, that no, it is considered to be that which is Poter Legamre, just as the case of Miruach Akum, the same is true when it comes to Rav Oshia. And very mistaber why in fact that should be, because when you're talking about cases that you have of Kodem Miruach, Kodem Rias Pnei Habayis, in those instances, it's true as of yet, there is no Israfila, but it's going to become absolute tevel with the full Israfila, you understand then very well why there would be a temporary Isra at this point in time. If you're talking about a case of where you have Rav Oshia, Hechnisa, B'motshela, in that instance one could argue it will never be Ba'al Lidei Tevel, and therefore why should there be that level of Drabonim? So one possibly pointed out to Zainochinami that once already that the Achilas Kevis forbidden that Issa remains, even though it's true it would not be Bali Dei Isser Tevel, or maybe one could argue in principle it could be Bali Dei Isser Tevel. How is that possible? Either if Meruach was subsequently done Babais, or according to Tshuva Sarashpa, if they will take the Tfuah out and then engage Meruach and then have Rias Pnei Habayis. This is all different than the Shita of the Rashbam that maintains that no, that if Ichnisa B'motshela, that itself is Poter. It will never be Asi Lidei Iser Teva. Good. So if that is true, why is there an Isra of Achilas Keva? Rabbeinu Ephraim writes, there is no Isra of Achilas Keva. Why does our Gemara say, Kedei Shetei Bem Tocheles? This is the Balabayis speaking. When the Balabayis is accused, are you really trying to circumvent the mitzvah of Truma and Meiser by bringing it in this particular fashion? His answer is that, look, Chas V'Shalom, that any tool that I use, of course, we're going to mafresh chumas and maaseros, but here I am only doing so under the guise of achilas behema, and achilas behema is called achilas arai. That's mutter even as it is. And kadesh shetehei behemta ochelas is explaining the amasla of the balabayis, but not the heter achila. The heter achila is in fact chala gamrei. That is the chiddush of Rav Oshia. And then we pointed out the following possibility, and that is Chiddushei Haran, where the Chiddushei Haran Arsugya writes that it is true that once you rely on this Chiddush of Oshia, the Tfuah is considered to be absolutely mutter, even as far as Achilas Adam is concerned. However, as follows, Ma'arim Avnatvasa, this is considered to be a form of Eharama. A person is doing so in order to circumvent, because otherwise, if he wouldn't do this, if he would follow the normal Seder of doing Meruach and then Rias Pnei Habayis, now it would be Aser. So therefore, he is setting up a situation where the Isser would not be chal. That the Gemara calls Aharama. When is Aharama Asr? When is Aharama Mutter? So the various marmakamos that indicate the possibility that Harama is only Mutter when it comes to that which is Durabanan. And all of those sugyas of Harama, whether it's the sugyan based on Daf Yiralef, the sugyan based on Daf Lamed Zayin, or Shabbos Kuf Mem Tes, all those cases are dealing with Isurei Durabanan. But when it comes to that which is forbidden midaraisa, we would not allow a haram, and that's the lengthy discussion of nesivus in Makor Chaim. And in that discussion, we pointed out two different types of harama. Sometimes where haram is part of the motivation of the ma'arim, but in principle, it makes sense, it's legitimate. The question is it fully appropriate? Sometimes it's absolutely illegitimate. Cases where it's illegitimate, that clearly would not work. When it comes to instances of Nisa Daraisa, maybe one could argue that even in some cases that seem illegitimate, when you're dealing with a particular tzarech, and it's only Nisa Darabanan, or you're dealing with Tzurmi Rabanan, in those particular cases, then perhaps will out when it comes to Yisurei Darabanan. But a certain possibility that one could distinguish between that which is Daraisa and that which is Darabanan. In our particular case, if a person were to follow the critical sequence, no, you would have Meruach, then Rias Pnei Habayis, Achilas Adam, Achilas Behema, Daraisa Darabanan, that itself he pointed out as a further machlokas Rishonim. This is what Tosus is bothered by. Dermaschil Kedei, Achilas Adam, obviously is considered to be that which is Nisar Daraisa. But what about Achilas Behema? Since when do we assume that Tevel is considered to be Aser Bahana? Since when do we assume that Truma Temeya is something which is Aser Bahana? So Tosus writes the following Chiddush. You're right. Technically speaking, it is not called Isuri Hana. However, Tosus writes, based on the Sugya Shabbos Kavav, Hana Shel Kilui, that is considered to be Aser. And that's based on the Pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai, that the Gemara equates what one would do with Truma Tahora to that which one would do with Truma Tameya. And just as when it comes to Truma Tahora, certainly it is only Mishas Harama Ve'elech, it is only La'afar HaFrasha, the same is true when it comes to Truma Tameya as well. So therefore, Ein Lecha El Mishas Harama Ve'elech, in other words, that one cannot take Tevel and utilize it for the purpose of Hasaka. No, that's exactly the Chiddush of Mishas Harama Ve'elech. And we pointed out the Machlokas Rishonim, the Mishnah Melech, who cites this in Perek Beis of Hilchos Trumos, and the Rash in Perek Yud Aleph of Maseches Trumos. Is this an Issa Daraisa or is this an Issa Darabanan? Perhaps one can assume that that's exactly the Chiddush of the Shita Saran. Here we're employing a case of Harama, and is one allowed to go and do so to avoid Isurim? And perhaps the critical question, that which you are doing, is that called Daraisa? That is called Rabbanan Achilas Adam. Certainly would be Daraisa, but Hanash Shel Kilui, right? We pointed out Rishonim that indicate that that is only Rabbanan. And in fact, Tosos Lishitas say that Tosos Daf Lamed Aleph that tells us that Hanash Shel Kilui, that is considered to be forbidden Mi'ikar hadin daraisa. That's why Tosus interprets Brishus HaKohen in the Mishnah differently from them. For example, the Rambam or the Yerushalmi. So if one should assume again that Hanash El Kilui is only an Isser derabanan, one would be allowed to engage in a harama. That is what the Ran says. Not as Rabbeinu Ephraim, he shouldn't do this, but this is his amasla. But mutter laharim, mutter laharim for the purpose of achilas behema, but not for the case of achilas adam. But the Ran does acknowledge, if that is your motivation and you avoid Rias Pnei Habayis, the bottom line is it's going to be that which is Mutter Lagamri. See, what do you gain according to the Ran or according to Rabbeinu Ephraim? That means that in our cases it's considered to be that which is Mutter Lagamri. The difficulty is as follows. If you assume, as Rashi Shita in our Gemara against Rabbeinu Ephraim, that even if Hechnisa B'motshala, it's a heter only when it comes to Behema, but it would not be a heter when it comes to Machal Adam. So therefore, we're back to our original question. Now, if Suffolk Motsi Midei Vadai, the Gemara didn't fully resolve that particular issue. The Gemara says, maybe really you could argue that Ain Suffolk Motsi Midei Vadai. Good, but here we're talking about a case where it was only Suffolk and Suffolk. Why Suffolk? Because Rav Oshia. Wait, but Rav Oshia is only going to allow Achilas Behema, not Achilas Adam. So therefore, what right do you have to rely on a Cheskas Chaver that the Chaver was certainly mafrish? What do you mean? That that is still considered to be Asr Ba'achilas Adam. How simply do you read the Shakla Datari of the Gemara? So Rashi has to argue as follows. You're right. Once we can knock it down to an Issa Drabanan, so Samchina Nachezkas Chaver She'isra. Now you can rely on Nachezkas Chaver. So that's a very important issue. Right? And that is the Chazaka will play a role in cases where Lahatir, even in a case of a Safek, Issa. We don't know whether there was Hafrasha, whether not Hafrasha, we can invoke Chazaka Lahatir. So Tosa says in Diramaskal Kadei, why don't you do the same thing when it comes then to Bedikas Chametz as well? Why don't you assume that Safek Motzi Midevadi because Bedika is only a din Derabanan? So Tosa has a couple of truths in the name of the Ri. One Teretz, Enochinami, the Ri writes, as our Mishnah is referring to a case where Lo Bitlo. But if Bitl was done, and now the fear is only that which is Drabanan, Enochinami, we will assume that a Safek Drabanan Lakula Keneger Cheskas Isser. That's sufficient. As long as we're dealing with Dindin Drabanan, we're okay. And that's considered to be sufficient. Well, that's the first Teretz of the Ri. And the second Teretz of the Ri is as follows, that maybe now, maybe this Chazakah is considered to be at the Chazak in the following sense, that when the Gemara said, Bechezkas Misukonim, in the case of Chaver Shemes, maybe that's only referring to Madachazi Lebehema, Enochinami, for Achilas Adam, that would not be true. Only as far as Achilas Behema is true. So when our Gemara says, Bechezkas Misukonim, is that even as far as that which is Machal Adam, or is that only as far as that which is for a Behema? And this would be something which is very critical, no? That would mean that in our issue, when do you apply the principle of Safek Musmi Devadai? What happens if you have the principle of a Safek Drabanan, but Kneged Echezkas Isser? Do you assume the Kula, or do you assume that in fact is not true? If you look in Chedushei Haran, the Chedushei Haran writes a further possibility, this you find later in Tosus, and that is that maybe a Echezkas Chaver is considered to be right, a very strong chazaka. Not every chazaka, right, is equal to another. They are not all equivalents. And therefore, this is considered to be karov levadai, this chezkas chaver. And maybe here we assume that that is true, that eina yotzi miyado davar shenu misukan, and therefore harein bechezkas misukanim, but that would not necessarily apply to cases of bedikas chametz. Here the chazaka is considered to be that which is a weaker one, and as such, then we would assume it's considered, in fact, to be osir. But these are the two days that you have in the Rishonim. This is very important. La halacha, if you look, for example, in the Shach, in Yerodei, in Simen Kuvav, has the Klalei Sveik Sveika, right, where he lists all the principles involved in a Sveik Sveika. If you look in Oschaf, there the Shach discusses this exact issue, and that is, do you assume that Safek Drabanan Lakula, if there is a chezkas iser, if the chazaka d'mei kara was something is considered to be shel iser, and now you have a safek derabanan, do you assume lakula, or do you argue that's not true? Min hastam safek deram lakula, but not true if it's keneged a chezkas iser. And if you look in the shach assumes that even if it's a safek derabanan, we will assume lachumra if indeed there was a chezkas iser. No, that's a very important issue. No, Safek Drabanan Keneged Cheskas Isser. No? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Yud, you find the Pirush of the Yad Ephraim. The Yad Ephraim writes, in the name of the Achronim, he says that this is the Ha'ar of the Binas Ha'adam, right, in Shar HaKavua, Os Nun Dat, Os Nun Aleph. And the Yad Avram says that there are even earlier Achronim. If you look in the Shar HaMelech, which is found, right, in Hilchos Mikvos, and if you look in the Noda Behuda, the Tzlach, and Brachos, and Daf Chav Aleph, they all point to the fact that the Chorah, these are the two days in our Tosos. This particular issue, that if you have a Chezkas Iser, and now you have a Safek Drabanan, would you assume Safek Dran the Kula, or would you not? The Achronim point out, this is exactly right our issue when it comes to Tosos. No? It's exactly our point. Right? Is our Gemara only referring to a case where we're talking about a case where no bitl at all was done, so therefore this is a din daraisa? Or can one argue that no, that really is not true? In other words, that if you assume our Gemara is referring to a case when no bitl was done, we're dealing with a safek drabanan enachinami, then in fact we'll be mutter, even if there was a prior chezkas iser. Right? So therefore, this halacha of the Shach, right? That's what the Achronim point out, is really dependent on our dais that you find in Tosfos. So if you look elsewhere in the Taz is found in Yeridei and Simen Samach Tes, in Sif Katan Chav Dalet. The Taz describes the following case, that Maisa Shavali Adenu Isha Achas Shabish Labasar, a woman took a piece of meat, and she cooked it in a pot, and all of a sudden now Vishachacha Im Milcha, and all of a sudden she can't remember whether she salted, right, this meat. If she didn't salt this meat, this is a problem of dam, but dam shebishlo is only an iser drabanan. So you have a suffix regarding dam, suffix drabanan, whether in fact she did salt it, whether she did not salt it, this suffix and achilu would be a suffix drabanan. However, we certainly know that the dam was present in this basar. There was a chazaka de meikara. The prior known status of this basar is that it's forbidden because of dam. Yeah, there's a possibility that maybe she salted, but she really can't recall. So that's an instance of a suffik drabanan, whether it was subject to melicha or whether it was not, but there was a chazaka de meikara. After all, the prior known status was that the dam was there, was not subject to melicha. So what happens in that particular case? So the Taz writes that that's mutter, because sveika d'rabbanan l'kula, even though there was a chazaka d'meikar that it's considered to be that which is shel iser, because we will assume that that's the case. No? That's the psak of the Taz, and if you look there on the gloss in the Shulchan Aruch, in the margin, the Nekudas HaKesev written by the Shach disagrees and writes that's not true. Whenever there is a chezkas iser, we don't assume the principle of a safek drabanan lakula. But the Taz is willing to assume safek drabanan lakula even in cases keneged chezkas iser. And then that Taz has another tzad lahakel. He writes based on the Gemara Brachos and Daf Tezayin. But the Gemara writes in a very different context, in the context of Kriyashma. A person all of a sudden, right, is at a point in Kriyashma and he's not sure where he was up to. Right? And he either could have been in the first parsha, right, or he could be in, right, the second parsha, right, because there's some repetition of terms in the first parsha and the second parsha, right. So sometimes we have a right to assume what the Gemara calls b'disir chinokat. Now that the person followed his typical routine, All of a sudden now you're not sure if you said v'sein talamata or not. Nobody even saying v'sein talamata for months. So therefore we can assume b'disir chinokat, right, that you followed that which you typically would do. That's what the Taz writes, perhaps in this case as well. There are two tzedodim lahatir. One is our sugya, and that is safek dron lekula keneged chazaka demekara shel iser. And the other issue, right, is you can assume that the woman had her normal routine. It would be highly unlikely for her to put meat in a pot unsalted, and therefore that's another tzad that you have lahakel. But that issue, again, is critical in terms of our machlokes, Rabbeinu Ephraim, right, and the Chalushan, and the Chidushi Haran. What about as far as Achilas Adam is concerned? Right? Do we assume that that also is considered Timutr? Because once it's knots down to an Isser Durabanan, so therefore, as Rashi says, we can lie here on the Chazaka Lahatir. Right? And is that true? The application of Chazaka when you're dealing with the Suffolk, which is Durabanan. Okay. In this discussion, when we assume Suffolk Motzi and Ein Suffolk Motzi Midei Vadai, so here at the Gemara, the very bottom of the Tessa Aleph, cites another case. The Gemara describes a case of Maisa b'shivchoso shalmeitzik echod b'rimon shehitilu nefel labor. So this shivcha went ahead and deposited a nefel into the bor, and surprisingly the Gemara writes that uva kohen lahatzitzvo leida im zohar or in nekeva, and a kohen went ahead and glanced over the bor to determine whether it was a zohar, whether it's nekeva, because obviously her days of tuma Daraisa are impacted, and whether it was a Zachar, whether the Vlad is considered to be a Nekeva. Good. And here the Gemara is going to get into the particular issue, right, regarding how, in fact, that was possible. So Tosfos is very bothered that what in the world is going on here? A Kohen is coming in order to make that determination? How, in fact, could that be? A Kohen cannot go ahead and be mitami himself for this purpose, no? And therefore, if indeed right? The Vlad was present, and by looking over the boar, he was mahil over that oel ames. In such a case, the Kohen is coming in contact with Tumah. So how in the world could this be possible? So the Ri points out that Eino Chinami, that Kohen Shota Haya, that this Kohen was foolish. That which he did is considered to be absolutely wrong. Good. Number one, right, after all, this is an Eifel. And Tulsa cites the Kara Torah's Kohanim that Ein Kohen Metami Lem Eifel. It has to be Dumya Da Avi V'Imo. It has to be a Ben Kayama. And number two, the Chiddush of Tulsus, and that is that Tekan Lo Haya Litzore Chameis. Even if you assume that this was a case of Kerovim, no? And therefore, Afilu Yim Nemar Shel Givir Tahaya. No, but nonetheless, even if the coin was a Kerov, when do we allow a coin to Metami for Kerovim? That's only if it's considered to be that which is Litzorech. If it's Shelo Litzorech, then certainly that would not be the case at all. If you look in the Sugya Nida and Af Yadav Maveis, Tosfos there writes the same as well. The true that some license, such dispensation is granted to a Kohen to be Metame the Krovim, however, that is only if it's considered to be that which is Litzorech. If you look in the Tosfos HaRashba, right, in our Sugya here in the Haftes, the Tosfos HaRashba writes in the name of the Rashbam that one has to assume that this was considered to be Litzorech as well. The Tosfos HaRashba assumes that Tzorech is absolutely necessary, but this was considered to be the Tzorech HaMeis, Lahavibo, Aron V'Tachrichin U'Lakovro, was for the purpose of Tzorech HaKfura, and therefore on that basis it is considered in fact to be Mutter. But this is, right, a pretty fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. If you look in Yeradeya in Simen Shin Ayin Gimel, that's where the Mechaber quotes the first Deya, that kol elu shemetami lahem afilu shelo letzorech. When a coin is metami for krovim, you do not need a tzorech at all. And v'yesh omim dafka letzorech. There are those Rishon that maintain only letzorech. And if you look in the Bir Hagran Os Yudalid, the Gonez Mitzayin Artosus, Tosus Psachim, Daf Tes Amid Aleph, that tells us that a coin can only be mitame letzorech. So Tosus says a tzorech is considered to be that which is absolutely necessary. And today is in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avot, the Rambam disagrees that a coin is mitame lekrovim, even shelo letzorech. What exactly, right, is the background, right, for this issue? Do you require a tzorech, or do you not require a tzorech? What our Tosfos assumes that which is so obvious. The Gemara never tells us so explicitly exactly what indeed is the heter, right, of a kohen to metame for krovim, or for a kohen to metame for meis mitzvah. And this is a pretty critical machlokas Rishonim, the sugya in Brachos and Daf Yutes Amud Beis. That is the sugya of Kavod Habrios. That is where the Gemara questions that when do we assume Kavod Habrios can be doche Isurei Daraisa? And the Gemara points out the difficulty that if, as a result of Kavod Habrios, a person, for example, be Osek Bekvura, and as a result he is Tamei, and as a result of being Tamei, he cannot offer Korban Pesach, nonetheless, that is allowed. We would tell a person to be osek b'meis, even at the expense of Karban Pesach, seeming to indicate that Kavod HaBrios takes precedence over a Din D'Oraisa. And then the Gemara writes the stira that, generally speaking, this is not true. Let's assume, for example, a person finds himself b'shul, and the only thing that he's wearing is a beged shel shatnez, and all of a sudden he is told that is a beged of shatnez. The Gemara writes that poshto afilo b'shul. He's obligated to take it off, even publicly. Even though it will result in disgrace, it will result in a terrible breach of Kvod HaBrios, the Gemara says, look, Kvod HaBrios is a priority, but how can it be matir in issa daraisa of shatnez? And therefore, poshto afilo b'shul. So the Gemara raises, how do you understand that stira? So the Gemara writes as follows, the very bottom of Daf Yutes Amud Beis, the top of Chofim and Aleph, that there's a difference between Shev al tas as opposed to kum ve'ese. When do we assume that Kvod HaBrios is dochi dinim daraisa? Only b'shev al tas, failure to offer Korban Pesach. But if it's b'kum ve'ese, that certainly would not be true. If it's b'kum ve'ese, then we assume that no, that in chachma ve'in tuna ve'etze, k'neged Hashem, that, and what do you mean? Kvod HaBrios pales compared to in iser daraisa. Good. So Rashi is immediately bothered. The Rashi in Brachos Nafchof Haman Aleph, where Rashi writes, is that really true? That the only time Kvod Habrios is Doche Yisuri Daraisa is when it comes to Sheva Altase? And what about Tumas Kohanim? That's Rashi's Kasha. A Kohen is Matame for Meis Mitzvah. A Kohen is Matame for Krovim. That's not Sheva Altase. It's not that if the Kohen becomes Tame, he can offer a Korban Pesach. There's an Issa D'oraisa B'Kum V'Esei for the Kohen to go ahead and become Tame. So therefore, how do you argue that the only time we allow and dispense with Tumas, if it's for Sheva Altase, that certainly is not true. Here it's considered to be B'Kum V'Esei. So Rashi writes the following Chiddush that no, that's not true. And that's the famous statement of Rashi that Me'ikara Keshenichtav Losa Sei D'Tuma. When the Torah tells us the Isser from the very onset, from the very time that the Isser was formulated, that a Kohen cannot go ahead and be Matami himself. Lo al meis mitzvah nifta, kishem shlo nifta val hakrovin. Well, that's the Chiddush that Rashi writes. This isn't an example of Dechuya. When a person finds himself in Rosh Hasharabim wearing a beged of shatnez, there you're not going to argue that the Isra of Shatnez was not formulated by Shus Arabim. No, of course not. You're going to say that the circumstance lends itself to two opposing concerns. Good? That's not true when it comes to Tumas Kohanim. There Rashi reads, Kishenechtav lo nechtaval meis mitzvah and lo nechtaval akrovin. That's the Chiddush, no? That's the Chiddush that Rashi points out. In other words, this is considered to be a built-in exclusion. A built-in exclusion. If someone were to ask you, what is the heter of a kohen being metame for a krovim? What is the heter of a kohen being metame meis mitzvah? Rashi says, because when the iser was given, it was not given at all under these conditions. And Tosus disagrees. If you look in the Tosus in Brachos Chaf Amud Aleph, Dermaschos Shei Valtase, Tosus is very bothered that Tosus quotes Rashi. And Tosfos writes, what do you mean, Veloni Hira? Why don't you always say that? Why don't you always say that? All the sugyas of Esed Ochalosase. Now, what happens if you have shatnez and tzitzis? So why not argue, no, not Esed Ochalosase, but why don't you say that Lo Nemra? That's what Tosfos says. Why don't you say that the Isser of shatnez was only formulated in other cases and not here? In other words, Mehecha Teisi. And therefore, Tosfos disagrees. And how do you answer Rashi's kasha? If you're not willing to assume Rashi's Chiddush, so don't you see from Tumas Kohanim that sometimes Kavod Habrios is Dochi Yisurim, even Bekum Vesei? So Tosus gives more technical reasons. What would an example be of a Kohen, a Nazir, who's Metame for Meis Mitzvah? So Nazirus is a very weak Isser, because Nazirus is Yeshno B'She'elah. Right? Nazirus is not a categorical Isser. The Nazir could be shown as Nazirus, which is an indicator that it's a weak Isser. Kohen. The Isser of a Kohen being Metam in the Mace is a Lav Sheno Shav Bako. So you're right. Sometimes Kvod Abrios can be Dochi Isser of even Bekum Vesei, as long as you're dealing with a relatively weak Isser. That is the Chiddush. That is the position of Tosus. Good? Rav Slavetchik pointed out the following ha'ara. When you look carefully in Tosus, Tosus quotes the Chiddush of Rashi, and Tosus disagrees, and Tosus says, if that's true, why not always say so? And therefore, Tosus gives other answers of Nazir and Kohen in Hoshav Bakol. So if you look carefully in Tosus, you see the following. Tosus wasn't absolutely challenging Rashi. What is Rashi's Chiddush? Built-in exclusion. Good? Lo nichtav. When does Rashi say this? Rashi says that just as, right, kishem shlo nichtav al hakrovim, also lo nichtav al meis mitzvah. See, Rashi is a twofold chiddush. Rashi's chiddush is number one, lo nichtav. And the further chiddush of Rashi is that this reasoning would apply not only in Krovim, but even in Meis Mitzvah. If you look carefully in Tosus, you'll see that Tosus only disagrees with point two. Tosus is not bothered by Krovim. Tosus isn't bothered by Krovim. Tosus is bothered by Meis Mitzvah. Rashi is willing to assume that lo al Meis Mitzvah nichtav. Mechatesi. So say that always. Say that always. In other words, the Tosas says, no, the Torah Shishita. The Tumas Krovim is lo nichtav. It's only Rashi's extension to Meis Mitzvah. That's what Tosu says, Mehechatesi. So in other words, if I were to ask you, what is the Heter? According to Rashi, the Heter of Meis Mitzvah is the same as Krovim. According to the view of Tosus, no, you have to distinguish. Krovim, I understand. Lo Nemra, Lo Nichtav. But not true when it comes to the case of Meis Mitzvah. See, why should one assume that that clearly is true? Let's start with the case of Krovim. No, Krovim. There, what Rashi writes is Lachora very mistaber. No? Rashi says it's a built-in exception. Rashi says that. Isn't that what the Pasuk says? No? In the very beginning of Parshas Emor, the Pasuk mentions the fact that Nefesh lo yitama be'amav, good to maskonim, ki im nesheru hakarapilov. What more do you want the Pasuk to say? Ki im, except for. That clearly, the heter is mefurish b'kra. At the very instance that the Torah formulates this, sir, it tells you that this is a built-in exclusion. Isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious that that is considered to be a case where that is not hutra, that is not dechuya, that is considered to be that which is lo nemra? This is a point that you find in Ramban. Right? The Ramban is found in Torah Sa'adam. The Ramban has a section which is called Inyan HaKonim. Right? This will be very important for next year because the Ramban refers to Yibum as well. Yibum has, normally, I would have said, what do you mean? This is an Isra of Eishasach. So you're going to tell me that, no. B'makom Yibum, there's no Isra of Eishasach. So if I were to ask you, what is the Heter? What is the Heter of Eishasach? You'll tell me, what is the Heter? All right, now, in Lumdus we can talk. But what is the Heter? By definition, Yibum is Dochid Isra of Eishasach. No? So what is that called when it's true? By definition. Right, it's an important ta'ara throughout the first full blood of Yivamas that Tosos doesn't seem to say this. But the Ramban writes, Yibam versus Eishes Ach. Right, that's not an Esid Ochalos HaSei. The Ramban writes, that's not even Hutra. That's what the Ramban calls a Dabar HaYotza Min HaKlau. Yotza Min HaKlau. When the Torah formulated this Rav Eishes Ach, it did not do so B'makom Yibum. And therefore, when you go through the Masechta, you're going to see many cases that the Isra of Eishasach does not apply even Shalom B'makom Yibum. Even if for whatever technical reason the mitzvah of Yibum was not fulfilled. But that does not necessarily mean that there's an Isra of Eishasach. The very Zika, the relationship itself, is Matir, the Isra of Eishasach Lagamre. So that's the Chiddush that the Ramban calls Adabar Hayatze Min HaKlal. That's the Chiddush of, right, the Ramban Shita. The Ramban writes, for example, that this is true when it comes to Meleches Socha Nefesh. That's a Ramban that you find in Vayikra, Perachav Gimel, in Pasuk Zayin. And this is a Ramban that you find in the Mochamos in Meseches Beitza as well, where the Ramban writes, don't ask me what exactly is the Heter Vocha Nefesh Anyantin. That's a Dabar Hayatze Min HaKlal. When it comes to Shabbos, the Pasuk says, Lo sasa chomalacha. When it comes to Yantav, the Pasuk says, Komaleches avoda lo sasu. What's the difference in komalacha as opposed to meleches avoda? Meleches ocha nefesh. Meleches avoda, that's the hagdara, that is what is usher when it comes to Yantav, as opposed to meleches hasuda. Meleches hasuda was never forbidden. And the Ramban makes the point of arguing that, you know what? That is not even hutra. That is not even Hutra, because even Hutra implies that there is an Isser. There is an Isser. But the Isser is lifted. And now we can discuss, to what extent is the Isser lifted? Is it lifted only b'makom she'yev shalakayim shnei, when a course comes to shove? Is the Isser listed even when the Isser was avoidable? But the bottom line is there is an Isser at hand. No, in these cases that the Ramban writes of a davar yotze min haklal of lo nemra, there's no iser. There's no iser at all. There's no iser malacha b'makom ocha nefesh. There's no iser eishasach b'makom yibum. And the Ramban in Torah Sadam cites this Rashi, brachos and davchav. that lo nichtav, that means that there is no iser at all. This is an important chiddush. This is what Rav Chanan points out in the Kobetz Ha'aros, Nivamis, and Simen Tes, that there are shnei ofanim b'hutra. Hutra can mean a couple of different things. Hutra sometimes can mean that there is an iser, and something, a mitzvah, is matir this year, but it's matir lagamrei. And that's what the Gemara would call hutra. And sometimes you have a case where, right, the iser doesn't even begin. The iser doesn't begin. I'll give you an example. With our case of Tumas Kohanim, you look in the very beginning of Maseches Sotah. Machlokas Rabbi Kibbutz Rabbi Shmuel, when the Pasuk says, Lo Yitama. A Kohen is mitame for Krovin. Good? The Gemara quotes the Machlokas, is that a Chova or is that a Rishus? The Kohen must or the Kohen may? The Kohen must or the Kohen may? Rabbi Chanan is very bothered. How can this be a machlokes? If it's dochet tumas kohanim, doesn't that indicate that the kohen must? In other words, when you have a mitzvah, so you can discuss, right? What is the koach ha-mitzvah to be dochet nisr? Is that called hutra? Is that called duchui? If it's not a mitzvah, why in the world should it be dochet at all? No? So isn't it obvious that the kohen must? What do you mean? Only if you want to. You don't have to. You don't have to. So what's the license to violate the Isser? Rabbi Chanan writes, the answer is this Chiddush of Rashi, right? The Chiddush is that lo nichtav. If it's lo nichtav, so that's how you can have a machlokis in the Gemara. Exactly what is this? Is this a heter? Or is this a chiyuv? Because it's not being doch in Isser, so to speak, because the Isser does not exist at all. So when the Ramban shows you this model of a davar hayotzim in a klal, right? The Ramban points to this Rashi, right? That tumas krovim, legabe kohenim, that is considered to be ki'im l'shera ha'karav elam. That is considered to be, in a very literal sense, right, a davar hayotzim in a klal. Very mistaken. Rashi's chiddush, which is much less obvious, is as follows. What about when it comes to meis mitzvah? In meis mitzvah, it's not as obvious. That's a drush of the Gemara. That meis mitzvah is dochet tumas kohanim. Oh, who says that that's a davar yotze min haklal? See, because it's very mistarver to argue as follows, that the more explicit the heter is, the more likely we would assume that this is called a davar hayotze min haklal. No? So, yibam m'nei shesachnu, isn't that obvious? Isn't that obvious? If you look, for example, in Yevamos, the Tosis Yishonim, Adav Ches, the Tosis Yishonim just points out the following, that we don't assume when it comes to Yibum that only Biri Shon is Mutter, but anything more than the mitzvah is Aser. No? But what would happen in a more complicated case of Yibum? What happens if the brother is a Kohen and all he had was Eris, just got married, and he dies and the brother is the Kohen Gadol? In order to allow Yibum, you'd have to invoke Esed Ocholosa, say that the mitzvah of Yibum is doche the lav daraisa of a Kohen Gadol marrying an almana. So the Gemara writes, Yivamos and Daf Chaf, you know what? That's only going to allow Bir Rishona. That Esed Ocholosa is only going to allow that which is necessary for the mitzvah. It's not going to allow anything more. So that's the Kasha Tosi Shishonim raises in Yivamos and Daf Ches. That, how do you distinguish? Why, when it comes to Yibum, do we allow everything? They can live together for years. And why, when it comes to that unusual case of Yibum, we only allow Bir Rishona? Tosas Rai is only allowed Tchilas Bia? And the answer is exactly that point. If the Isser is one of Eishes Ach, the Isser of Eishes Ach is Paka. Not just Bir Rishona, it's Paka Lagamri, Lo Nichtav. That's what Tosas Yishonim writes. When it comes to Yibum being Doche, the Isser of Almana Lekohen Gadol, that's true by definition. That just happens to be this very unusual circumstance, and that requires that one invoke Esed Ocholos Aseh. Yeah, that's a Dechiyah. And therefore, only that which is necessary for the purpose of the mitzvah. Only that is considered to be mutter. Good? That's Rashi Shita. When it comes to Tumas Kohanim, the Gerichlis of Rashi, that also applies when it comes to Meis Mitzvah. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos only disagrees when it comes to Meis Mitzvah. Tosfos doesn't question Krovim. Krovim is obvious, no? Ki'im l'sher ha'karav elav. Isn't that something? It's mamish b'dibur echad nemru. The moment that the iser was formulated, the exclusion, the exception was built in. No? If you look in Rashi, this is an example. So you could always cite this Rashi and the Seres HaDibros. Right? Dan, Zachar Shema Shabbos Lakadsha, Zachar Veshema b'dibur echad nemru. What is b'dibur echad nemru? Built in, simultaneous. And Rashi quotes the Mechilta that gives you other examples as well. Rashi writes, Yibo Meneshesach. Rashi writes that offering a korban musaf on Shabbos, Uviyama Shabbos, Nekvasim Beneshana Tamimim. What do you mean offering a korban? It's Nisr Malacha, Mechalamos Yumas. That's the Mechilta, B'dibur Echad Nemru. You know what B'dibur Echad Nemru means? Built in, Lo Nechta, Adavar Yotzim and Aklau. You wouldn't say that Yibom and Almana la Kohen Gadol is B'dibur Echad Nemru. No, sometimes, once in a one in a million, you can envision such a circumstance. Now that happens. And now what do we do? But here, this is part of the fabric of, right, the Isser itself. So very mistabber, the Tumas Korban is considered to be that which is Lo Nemra. Lo, using Rabbi Hanan's model of different types of Hutra, this is the extreme Hutra, where it's not the mitzvah which is matir, but rather, right, a davar hayatzim min hakla, a davar hayatzim min hakla. With all of this in mind, the Rambam Shita seems to be very, very difficult. Because the Rambam seems to disagree not only when it comes to meis mitzvah, but even when it comes to krovim. Even when it comes to krovim. The Rambam describes tuma l'krovim as being dechuya. No one says that. Not Rashi, not Tosfos. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam writes, Hatuma l'krovim dechuyahi, below hutra l'kol. Well, and therefore, the Rambam gives you even an afkamina. You have to take a look at Kesef Mishnah. What exactly is the case? The Rambam writes, "Ulefichach, also the coin lehitame lemeis afilu b'shoshem etame lekrova." And therefore, the Rambam writes that even when a coin is metame lekrovim, there is no license to come in contact with any other mace. But it seems from the Rambam, this Chiddush, that Tuma Lekrovim is considered to be that which is Dechuya. That which is Dechuya. That's a fascinating Chiddush. That itself is considered to be Dechuya. See, maybe one is tempted to assume that whether you need it Tzarech, as Toso says, or whether you don't need it Tzarech, maybe that should depend on our issue. Maybe if there is no Isser, so in such a case, that look, even Shalom Letzarech, if you're going to tell me it's Dechuya, so what is Doche? No, the mitzvah is Doche. The mitzvah is Doche. So therefore, good, if the mitzvah is Doche, so the Tzarech HaMitzvah is Doche. The Tzarech, in fact, is necessary. But certainly that would not be Mulchach, not be Mulchach. In the following sense, even if you assume that it's hutra, yeah, but still hutra. It's hutra letzarech. No, in other words, avoda, for example, on Shabbos, the previous example we discussed, it's hutra. What does it mean, hutra? When a person is osek ba'avoda. Hutra would not allow one to do something above and beyond the mitzvah. A kohen couldn't smoke on Shabbos and say, well, I'm allowed to set a fire for letzarech ha-karbanos. You'll say, yeah, letzarech mitzvah, you're allowed, letzarech ha-karban, you're allowed to do so, above and beyond. One could argue, good, after all, our Tosus assumes that tumas korin lekrovim is hutra, but you still need a tzarech ha-meis. You need a tzarech ha-meis. If it's not letzarech, that was not the ki'im l'shera ha-karav elav. Ki'im l'shera ha-karav, that means letzarech. Letzarech ha-meis. If it's not at all a tzarech, not necessarily. It's not a stira to assume what Tosus writes clearly in Brachos Nafchav, that Tumas Kum Krovim is lo nechtav, and still you need a tzarech. It means when you're contributing to the kavod hameis of your relative, that's kim l'shera karavinov. But it doesn't mean that on a typical day, on a Thursday, which is not the Yom HaKfur, you can just go to the Beis HaKvaros. Certainly not. And interestingly, the Rambam who writes Dechuya, the Rambam does not require a tzarech. Unusual, no? The Rambam is the one who writes that Tumah L'Krovim Dechuyahi. And the Rambam disagrees with our Tosfos that tzarech is not necessary. That tzarech is not necessary. So the lineup's a little surprising, right? Probably the direction that you would think at first glance was Chutra means Shelo L'Tzarech and Dechutra means that tzarech is Matir. That's always true, no? When you look in the Gemara, for example, whether Tumah is Chutra, Dechuy B'Tzibra, the Sugya, and Yuma Davav, Sanher, Daf Yad Beis, the Gemara says, well, look, is there a tzarech? Is it avoidable? If Tumah is only Dechuy B'Tzibra, let's do whatever we can to avoid it. If it can't be avoided, if it's unavoidable, if it's the tzarech, then do so. Right, the Gemara has in Sanher Daf Yad Beis, they're fascinating, right? The tzibur is tamei, it's time to offer the Korban Pesach, but the Sanhedrin can add an extra month. So if you hold Tumah is Dechuya, the Sanhedrin must add an extra month, by time, everybody will be tahor. If you hold the Tumah is Chutra B'Tzibur, the Sanhedrin is not allowed to add an extra month, because what do you mean? What problem are you solving? The problem of a Kohen offering is not a problem. The Kohen's allowed to go and do so. The Tzorech Avodah, the Kohen's allowed to go ahead and do so. So somewhat surprising, no, our Tosfos that assumes that you require an absolute tzarech is Hutra. The Rambam, who writes Dechuya, the Rambam does not require tzarech at all. See, Tosfos, you understand, even if it's Hutra, yeah, it's Hutra when? It's Hutra, the tzarech krovim. It's Hutra, the tzarech meis mitzvah. And how do you understand the Rambam Shita? It's Dechuya, but even Shalol tzarech? Even Shalol tzarech? How do you figure that out? It's unusual. Tosfos wouldn't bother me, but the Rambam, it is somewhat difficult. See, the further difficulty is the following. Forget about kashas. How can the Rambam say this? No? You don't know any other Gemaras, but how can the Rambam say this? The Pasuk says, Ki im lekarav, the Shera hakarav elav, built-in exclusion, built-in exception, the Rambam says, Dechuya. Yeah, that's what Dechuya is. What do you do when push comes to shove? Does A take precedence over B? B takes precedence over A? Yeah, why in the world? That should be absolute Hutra. Why in the world should that be called Dechuya? So here Soloveitchik pointed out, when you look at other Rambams, you see the Rambam had a completely different understanding of the fact that a coin is metami l'krovim. When you look in the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Avel, and the Rambam has, right, the koteret, the Rambam has the headings, right, when the Rambam tells you the mitzvahs he's about to discuss, the Rambam writes that you know what the mitzvah is? L'his abel al ha-krovim. L'his abel al ha-krovim. Avelus. Avelus. And vafilu kohen mitame umis abel ha-krovim. The Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah of Avelus. And the kium Avelus is what requires that the kohen is metami lemeis. See, if I'll ask you, what is driving the heter of Tumah L'Krovim? The Rambam will answer one word, Avelus. Avelus. What's the other option? If I were to ask you, what's driving the heter of Meis Mitzvah? What would you answer? Avelus? What Avelus? Who Avelus? You chance upon a Meis. You have no Dine Avelus. Yeah, but you have to metami yourself for what? There you'd argue that what's driving Meis Mitzvah is Kvura. Kvura. The Mitzvah's Kvura. When the Rambam writes the His Abel HaKrovim V'afilu Kohen Metamei, in other words, you see, according to the Rambam Shita, that the fact that a kohen is metame the meis mitzvah, and the fact that a kohen is metame the krovim are worlds apart. The fact that a kohen is metame the meis mitzvah, that is letzorech hakvura. The fact that the coin is metame, the krovim, that is avelus. That is midine ha'avelus. Midine ha'avelus. Wow. That's pretty important. We usually describe them b'chad ha'machta. A coin is metame, the krovim, and meis mitzvah. No, these are two completely separate halachos according to the Rambam. No? That's step one. Avelus, avelus. I'll give you a clear ayah. Look in the Rambam, Hilchos Avel, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches. Can you envision a case where there is a chiyuv kvura, but there's no chiyuv avelus? Yeah, the Rambam writes, let's assume, for example, Harugei Bezdin. Harugei Bezdin. So a person violated one of the averos chamuros, he was killed by Bezdin. Is there a mitzvah of kvura? Absolutely. The whole Isser of Baltalin is in the context of Harugei Bezdin, no? Cover secret of Bayamahu, Kilos Elokim Talui. In the context of Harugei Bezdin, is there a mitzvah of Kura? Absolutely. Is there a Chiv of Avelos? No. The Rambam writes, Ma'avid Atzma Ladas. A person takes his life, right? The Lashon HaRambam Ladas, Ladas, no? Consciously. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kederech HaPhilosophim. No? It means a person who has a philosophical, a theological position that life is not worth living. And therefore he consciously takes his life. Ma'abir atzmo das. As opposed to, right, the person who's ma'abir atzmo shlo das. A person is incredibly depressed. A person is ill. A person is sick. And therefore they take their life. No, ma'abir atzmo das, the Rambam writes. Is there a chi of kvur? Yes. Is there avelos? No. So the Rambam writes, ein hakoin metame lahem. Wow. If this was a meis mitzvah, of course. Meis mitzvah is dependent on a chi of kvura. The Rambam writes the fact that a kohen is mitame es atzmo, that is only because of the kiyum avelo shebo. Kiyum avelo shebo. And therefore, the Rambam writes it would not apply to those where there are no dine avelos. For example, harugei bezdin. For example, porish midarkei hatzibur. For example, Ma'abir atzma ledas. Wow. Come out meforish, the Rambam, no? You don't always realize that. Now, that's exactly the heading of the Rambam. Lehis abel ala krovim vafilo koin metame. No? The tumas kamen is a function of avelos. Function of avelos. So, number one, you see, according to the Rambam, worlds apart. Krovim and meis mitzvah, right, worlds apart. So the Kohen who is Mitame, the Krovim, is not because of Kvura, not because of Kvura. It would be very unusual to say the Kohen is only allowed to be Mitame for his Karov, Lahavi Aron V'Tachrichin. Aron V'Tachrichin is Tzarchei HaKvura. Yeah, that's not what is driving the Heter of Tumas Kohen and Krovim. Avelos. Avelos. There's a further Rambam that you see. This Rambam is kind of just like striking. No, this Rambam is found in Perak Beis Halachavav. The Rambam writes the following. You pointed out a machlokes a kohen what lo yitama kohen master kohen may. Right. So the Rambam assumes right that we assume halacha kohen must, not a kohen may. Kohen must. A kohen must be metami lekrovim. It's not that, look, we feel for you, and therefore we're giving you the option of. No. The Kohen must. The Kohen must be Matani. Okay. So this Rambam in Beis Vav is pretty unbelievable. A Kohen is Musar into Tumas Kohenim. Right? What about a Bas Kohen, a Koheness? She's not. A Bas Kohen can walk in the Beis Sekferos, no problem. So, no, Rachman al-Etzlan, the parent dies, and the Kohen and his sister, they're Avelim, so the Kohen must be Matami Lameis, good, and the Koheness, see what the Rambam writes? Whatever you want. No, that's unbelievable, no? The Kohen must, and the Bas Kohen, well, it's up to you, whatever, you want to be Matami, you don't be Matami. That's very unusual, no? The Rambam writes the Kohen must, and everyone else may. Of course you may. There's no issur tumas kohanim. Do whatever you want. Do whatever. See, I would have said the opposite. When the pasuk says la itama, the Kohen is matame. How do you read that pasuk? Forget about the must and may. Only the Kohen or even the Kohen? I would have read the pasuk in Emor, even the Kohen. No? Anyone who loses a karov must participate. Well, what about a Kohen? You know, a Kohen has restrictions. Even a Kohen. That's what the Ravid is missing. What are you talking about? Even the Kohen. The Bas Kohen, of course, she's to be Metame. The Rambam writes, no. The Kohen must. The Bas Kohen, whatever she wants. She's a little queasy. She wants to stand on the side. Let her stand on the side. She doesn't have to participate. It's unusual, no? Only the Kohen. The Rambam writes, Bamed Ramamurim, when do we assume this is true that you must be Matam in the Mace? Bizacharim. Shohuzra alatum. Avala Kohenes, but if you have the Bas Kohen, Hoel ve'enon musaros al hatuma, enon mutsuvos lihitami lekrovim. That sounds very unusual, no? That sounds very unusual. So why exactly is that true? Like, imagine, you have a meis mitzvah. Would this make any sense at all? You have a meis mitzvah. So I would say, only the Kohen is obligated to take care of the meis mitzvah. But if a non-Kohen chants about it, don't do anything. You can walk away. You tell me that's crazy. No, what's driving meis mitzvah is the tzarech ha-meis, the tzarech ha-kvura. The fact that a Kohen can be metami himself for meis mitzvah means even the Kohen, a bystander, of course he has to do so. Yeah, that's all good. What's driving meis mitzvah is the chiyuv ha-kvura. But what is driving krovim? Right? Avelos. So you know what the chiddush of the Rambam is? This also Soloveitchik formulated this Rambam's position as follows. The Rambam writes the following chiddush. That, you know what? Avelos is something which is pretty important. No? Pretty important. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Beis Lachava V'Chosovel. Kama Chamura Mitzvah Avelos. Right? The Torah is telling us, look how serious Avelos is. And where do you see that's true? Shehei Nidchas Lo Hatuma Bifnei Krova. Because the Kohen is Metami himself. You know what the Lomdus, according to the Rambam, the following Chiddush, that Tumas Krovim is Nidchas Mipnei Avelos, but even a step further, the fact that the Kohen is Mechalel, his Kedushas Kohuna, that is the Kiyum of Avelos. That's the Chiddush. Chilul Kedushas Kohuna is a Kiyum Avelos. That's how Rav Soloveitchik expressed the Chiddush. That's not true in Meis Mitzvah. The Tuma is Latzorech HaKvura. Here the Chilul Kedushas Kohuna is the Kiyum of Avelos. Let's assume, for example, we would say, this Avelos is so chamur, the Melech has to do this. Because if the Melech does that, that demonstrates the Kiyum of Avelos. If the commoner would do it, it's not the same indicator. The Chilul Kedushas Kohuna, right, that is a Kiyum of Avelos. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. That's why the Rambam assumes that lo yitama zachova. This is not an option. You must do so. That's why the Rambam prefaces kama chamura mitzvah savelos. The fact that the Kohen is, that demonstrates the chomer hadavar, that the Kohen is mechalo his kedusha. And that's exactly why the Rambam distinguishes between a Kohen and a non-Kohen. When a Kohen is metame lemeis, That chilul kedusha is a kiyum aveilus. If a person who is not included in that element of tumah becomes tameh, you're playing ball and the ball goes into the beis hakaros. You can run in and get the ball. But the fact that you go in and you're that doesn't indicate anything at all. When the kohen does so, when the kohen's mechalas kedusha, that's an indicator of kama chamura mitzvah aveilus. And that's exactly the Rambam in Beis Vav, where the Rambam writes that it only applies to kohen, doesn't apply to a bas kohen. And since it is driven by dine avelos, so therefore would not apply to harugi bezdin, or to mishaporish midarki hatzibur men amenatz ladas, where there is no avelos. Rosh Avichik, for example, raised the issue: what about on Shabbos? There will be no license for a person to be a kohen to mitame himself lemeis mitzvah on Shabbos, because the only heter is letzorech hakvura. But unlike our Tosfos here, you don't require that for avelos. Kama chamura mitzvah avelos does not indicate that it's done for the tzorech hakvura, not at all. That would take place even on Shabbos. No, the kohen on Shabbos, independent of any tzorech hakvura, is metami himself lekrovim. That is a great indicator of kiyum avelos. The tumah itself is considered to be a kiyum avelos, not that the tumah is warranted for the purpose of that which is letzarech. No, and that's the chiddush, the Rambam sheet. If you look in the Rambam later in Perak Beis, the Rambam also writes that, for example, even if there's a limb, right, a dove, a karov, right, there's a chiyuv kvura, but again, similar to those other cases, right, the kohen is not metame. That's the chiddush of the Rambam sheet. So Rav Eshet just added the following. That's why, once you understand tumas kohenim in this fashion, that's why the Rambam understands dechuya. That's why the Rambam insists it must be dechuya. Because dechuya, that indicates kama chamura mitzvah saveilos. Dechuya, the fact that the kohen is mechalel kiddushasa, that is the kiyum avelos. Let's assume, for example, let's say as Rashi as Tosus, that there be no iser. B'chi hai gavna, there's no iser, no iser at all. If there's no iser, how does that indicate? How is that a kiyum avelos? How is that an indicator of kama chamura mitzvah avelos if there is no iser? The fact that the Isser is bimkomo omeid, but despite that, we engage in the Isser. Yeah, that's a demonstration of kama chamur mitzvah avelos. Right? That's why the kohen is metame. The kiyum avelos shabo, it wouldn't be a kiyum avelos if this was a davar hayatzim in a klal, if this was lo nemra, if this was lo nichta. So exactly why the Rambam writes that this is something which is considered to be dechuya, and therefore, that no tzoreth is warranted at all. The Rambam, of course, would admit that for meis mitzvah, of course he needed tzoreth. Of course the tzoreth is necessary, right, in those particular cases. And that's the chiddush. This is printed in the Shurim Lezeich Rav Amori, right, piece on Tumas Kohanim. This chiddush with other ayahs as well, of a beautiful biur in the Rambam Shita, right, against the chiddush of Avartosis. Okay. All right, tomorrow we'll start to discuss the issues of Safek and Sveik Sveika at the Sigurd of Testament. Okay.